This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 476 for Friday, July 12th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures closed lower on Friday despite a brief turnaround following the release of the United States Department of Agriculture July supply and demand report. With the final settlement, the November canola contract drops $3.50 at $618.50 per ton, and the January contract gives up $3 at $628.10 per ton. There's pressure on canola coming from losses in the Chicago soy complex, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil. Slightly lower crude oil prices also weigh on the vegetable oils. A broker warns that canola is quite unlikely to climb a great deal higher anytime soon. He points to a plentiful canola crop developing across the prairies, and there's still an ample amount of canola sitting in farmers' bins. Added to that are sluggish canola exports and the growing gap in crush values versus canola prices. The USDA's World Oilseed Market Report raises Canadian canola production for 2024-25 to 20 million tons. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady on Friday afternoon, with the loonie at 73.36 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 73.4. In the USDA supply and demand estimates, ending stocks for new crop U.S. soybeans are down 20 million bushels at 435 million. The carryout for new crop U.S. corn are relatively steady, are at just under 2.1 billion bushels. The carryover for new crop U.S. wheat increased by 98 million bushels at 856 million. For South America, the USDA puts Brazil and Argentina corn production for 2023-24 at 122 million and 52 million tons respectively. As for soybean output, the USDA pegs Argentina at 49.5 million tons and Brazil at 153 million. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Friday. The November contract loses 2.5 cents at $10.65 per bushel. August soy oil drops almost a half cent at 46.65 cents per pound. August soy meal is down $3.60 at $338.80 per short ton. Also in Chicago, September corn tacks on 2 cents at $4.02 per bushel. September oats gains 4 cents at $3.18. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker, as Chicago September falls 20.5 cents at $5.51. Kansas City September drops 16 cents at $5.68. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September retreats 20 cents at $5.99. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Friday, July 12th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.